Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine.
Yes, hi, Jasmine. I was calling the phone to get the tracking number of my package.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
Sure. I have the order number, if that helps.
No.
So what do you need?
The zip code.
48034.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Denise Raspberry.
Thank you, Ms. Raspberry. And can you
so
verify
the order number? Wouldn't help you look it up?
No, ma'am. Why
I
was asking because our system doesn't allow us to put an order number in to pull up an account.
That's the first. I've never heard of that.
No, ma'am. We don't accept that way. That's why I was asking for your zip code and your first and last name. Can you verify your shipping address?
26547 Pebble View. See, if y'all had the order number, you would already know all that.
right.
Southfield.
I understand. It's
Southfield,
just that I was
going
to, even if I had the order number, Ms. Raspberry, I was still going to go back and ask you everything. You know how you have to verify an account so I can make sure it's
you. Yeah, I get
you.
Yeah, I totally get you.
I don't know why the system doesn't let us put an order number in. It would be faster to pull you right up, but the systems that we have.
Absolutely.
They make us.
Because just because I give you that, I mean, another person can say, oh, I'm going to call it in for my sister. Well, doesn't matter. You know, you would know.
Right. Truthfully.
At least you're like, okay. But anyway, it's Southfield, Michigan, 48034.
Thank you
so
much.
You can go right through it. Yeah.
Ms.
I work
Raspberry.
In customer service. I already told.
I've located your account with the Keto Ascend and the Cleanse. It's all natural. It helps reduce your appetite and increase your metabolism. How can I assist you today?
Right. So I wanted the shipping.
The tracking number?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to track it for you, too. It's 9400.
9400.
111.
Okay.
2025.
Okay.
5579.
Okay.
3593.
3593?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
645.
What kind of number is this?
USPS.
Okay.
Your regular postal carrier.
Good Lord, that's a long... and I get a lot of shipments, but good Lord, I don't never remember being that long, but okay. All right. So what day was it shipped out?
What your tracking number says is it says it's in transit, and it says the next thing it says it's out for delivery.
And who was it shipped through? Oh, you said U.S. Postal Service?
Yes.
Okay. U.S. Postal Service.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, how come you guys don't have that on your system? That kind of makes me weary about ordering anything. This is why a lot of things I do not order for these type of reasons.
You said why doesn't it say what?
Yeah, because normally anytime I've ordered anything, there's always you get that tracking number immediately on your summary. It tells you everything's right there for you. So I was like, where's the tracking number on? I mean, the order number, but I was looking where I could just go in and, you know, track your order. No. Nothing.
Let me check. See.
Not on my summary page. I looked at both. There's no such, that's why I said, anything I've ever ordered has always come up with the tracking number.
Well, what they do is they give it to us. So we can give it to you. Because now let me explain. This is a 14-day trial period. So after the 14 days, you will be billed. So if you like, I can do is give you.
No. It's a 30-day trial period.
No, it's a 14-day. After the 14 days.
No, I think you need to look in the notes because the person that I spoke with, because of the confusion from the other day when I ordered it, it was there. If not, it will be coming right back to you. I will refuse it on the way here. Like, nope, it'll be coming right back. No.
Yes, she
and
said
she
you don't
put it in the notes.
Yes, and you said you didn't want the cleanse. And so they explained the benefit of CLIS. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you see it in the notes there?
Yes. I was just reading you back the notes.
Yeah, because the thing is, when you look in this, when the way it's like a trap. That's what irritated me. And I was like, cancel the order. She's like, well, no, let me see. And I told her, I said, no, because when you go in and order this, and then on top of it, it says, and then it's also another trap because it tells you it's $4.95 for shipping. And then once you go in, it says $6.70 for shipping. I'm like, that is not what the ad said. So then when I, that's what it said. And then I said, okay, then once you go in and as you're going through to accept your, that's okay, fine, whatever. I'll accept the 670 and see what's what, see how it is. And then on top of that, there was a, then that's when the other window popped up saying people also ordered this. But it didn't say, if you would like this, please push this button. Once you say order complete, then that pops up as part of your order. So it's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, that's not what I ordered. So it makes your order like if you added that on, which you did not, because there's no way for you to actually, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I understand exactly what
you're
saying.
It's like being at a checkout counter and they have stuff there and you know, that's what it's like. But that's not even what it's like adding something in and you didn't, like without you, figuring you would probably keep it. If they added, like 9 out of 10 people, like, all right, just go ahead and get it to me. I didn't want it, but go ahead. It's already on the spare belt. It's like that.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. I'm not trying to inconvenience you. It got turned into a 30-day extension. If you like, what I can do is go ahead.
For that, because she told me, she said, and now this is what you need to say. Now, if you do not want it after the trial, then you need to call and cancel it so you do not get charged.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I put it on my refrigerator. So I'm like, okay, because I'm going to see, because I was going to order something. I was in the midst of ordering something similar to that when it popped up. So so I said, okay, I'll see if it's what I think. You know, my friend said, you should have thought, Phil. You should have bought the ones I told you. So we'll see. But anyway, so that's how that happened. So yeah, so after the 30 days or whatever, after the 2 weeks, I'll know for sure. You know, I just don't want anyone trying to be slick.
I understand.
Yeah, because it says 14 days and then they say like, no. Because then I'll have to put it all on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else. So now they keep the nowadays you can't do things because people put you out there and they're like, oh, okay, thanks for telling me. So, but anyway, okay, well, I will go ahead and track this package. This is crazy. So it says out for delivery. So that means, okay, all right. They'll give me a breakdown once I go in there. It'll tell me exactly what area, where it's at, where it's been shipped to.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can assist you with?
No, that is it. But I thank you so much for your time and your patience.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a very great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.